This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Mickey broke the record at Cap Benny's on oysters, about however many you can eat.
Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 40 years, and along with winning numerous national and local tournaments, Captain Mickey was recently inducted into the Saltwater Legends Hall of Fame.
Now, the reason I broke the record is I don't think I had enough money in my pocket to pay for all of them. Because if you break the record, everybody with you eats free.
Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning, and welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Thursday morning. It's Halloween. How about that? All right. Well, I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show this morning is Jace, and our sponsors today, the Belleville Meat Market, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, Angler U, and Boyd's One Stop. All right, weather is 77 down on the island this morning. A little breezy, but they're calling for variable clouds with showers and scattered thunderstorms today. Very warm, high of 81 for this time of year. South-southeast winds 10 to 15. That rain chance, they're throwing in about a 70% chance on that. And then for tonight, partly cloudy skies and scattered thunderstorms overnight with a low near 75. That rain chance tonight is about 50%. East-southeast winds 5 to 10. And for tomorrow, pretty much the same rain showers. I think the rain backs off quite a bit to about 20% chance, and high of 80, east winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. So I hope somebody's getting some of this rain, because I haven't received any yet, but I'm waiting my turn. Hope it'll find me in some sort. Tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tides predictions. We're sitting on a high right now. It occurred at 3:09 a.m. It was a 1.5, and with these winds, it's pretty high this morning. A low at 10:14 a.m., it's an 0.4, then a high at 5:46 p.m., a 1.7, and then a low tonight at 10:53 p.m., it's a 1.4. 7:32 a.m. at sunrise, 6:34 p.m. sunset, and our moon phase, 2%. Our new moon is tomorrow night. And then Sunday morning, sunrise will be an hour earlier for you guys waterfowl hunting and deer hunting, 6:34 a.m., so we won't forget to set our clocks back. Gain an hour. Oh, boy. All right, looking at current conditions right now, it's southeast at 19 at the Galveston Jetty, the North Jetty, and San Luis Pass, it's southeast at 11, and, I mean, excuse me, 18, and then at Eagle Point, it's southeast at 14. The old rollover side is southeast at 14, and then up north by Morgan's Point is southeast at 9, so a little bit of wind this morning and kind of puts dampers on open water fishing, but wade fishing is good right now. If you can find you some fish on the shoreline, flounder are starting to go crazy. Everybody's catching them up now. Finally getting a little flounder run going here. All right. Well, there's your weather and tides and all that. Now let's head over east of town, go over to the Golden Triangle area and check in with Captain Bill Watkins this morning at Sabine Lake. See what he's up to. Good morning, Bill. How's it going?
Well, I'm doing okay, I guess. Well, how are you this morning?
I'm here, man. Back in the saddle.
Back in the saddle, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well, there's a lots of smaller trout over here. I mean, a lot. And not catching that many better fish. I'm doing better on the shorelines on keeper fish. I mean,
right.
Around the mouths of the bows. Mm-hmm. Sometimes up in the bow just a little bit, the first quarter mile or so.
Right.
There's still some shrimp coming out. And then the water back up high again. You know, there's no flush going on. No flush. Mm-hmm. So the shrimp kind of backed up. I mean, there's one larger bow that I'm catching fish probably 3 miles up that thing. I mean, and they'll be either in the tight stretches, tight runs, or the deeper bends. It's almost impossible to find those fish unless you have one seagull that'll tip you off.
Yeah.
And you see a shrimp jump, you better throw at it. And you'd be surprised at what's there. And this redfish, most of the reds I'm catching are oversized, maybe, you know, 30, 31 inches.
Mm-hmm.
And, but there's, every once in a while we'll get a couple of, below 27s.
Yeah.
So that's,
well, at least the oversized aren't too big. They're still fun to catch, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not like bull reds.
Yeah, it's not like catching them 38 to 42s. Tiny testers.
No. I hang on one of them. I usually just break them off. Yeah, I just break those off. Snap my line and be done with it.
Say adios, my friend. Go make some babies.
Yeah, go do your thing. I'm out. But yeah, that's where we're at right now. And there's some bird activity, but it's the single or two birds is what I usually. That's where I'm finding my better fish. Not the big flocks. Those are 5-inch sand trout, would you believe?
Yeah.
I mean, little bitty rascals. And maybe 10-inch, 11-inch specks, 12-inch sometimes. Lots of fish out there. But I'm having trouble finding the better ones. Now, the other day, we sat down, there was one bird working in the Sabine River. I mean, in the Sabine River, can you believe this? Had 25 foot of water. And there was one bird come down and picked up a shrimp that jumped in the air. That shrimp was probably, he jumped probably about 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And we sat right there for a half an hour. I had four guys in the boat, and they threw fish all over me. And that school never moved. I mean, it was just incredible. But none of the fish were over 17 inches.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have to scratch around to find those. So I'm not catching the size fish I had down in the ship channel in the lower part of the lake. Those fish were, you know, that was a lot of 18s and 19s and a couple of 20s down there. And these are not those fish. But they're healthy and seem to be doing great.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And everybody's eating shrimp. Shrimps.
Yeah.
Everybody likes shrimps. They do. The redfish are gorging on them. I think maybe those redfish are eating some sand trout, too.
You think?
Maybe even baby specks.
I guarantee
specks.
They're probably eating specks, too.
Yeah, I figure they are.
See a lot of that over my way. You reel a speck in, and after they get a hold of it, and when they let go and you flip it in the boat, it looks like a plucked chicken. There's not a scale left on it. it's just raked.
that's for sure. And color-wise, I've been starting my people off with a Glow Little John or a Glow K Wiggler Balltail 4-inch. And either one of those will catch fish. I mean, you can't go wrong. But, you know, after you get up during the morning a little bit, the sun pops out. Of course, we had some fog on some days. But when that sun pops out, you can throw any color you want to throw. And it's not wrong. It doesn't matter. If you put it in the right place and work it the right way, you're going to catch fish. I mean, literally, it's not a color issue. You know, people call me and tell me, oh, man, we couldn't catch them all but this one color, chicken on a chain or chicken on a stick or what, you know, whatever kind of, whatever color they're talking about. Yeah. And we're catching fish on.
Where do they come up with these names for these
boxes? I have no idea. Yeah, but we're catching fish on every color under the sun. It doesn't even matter.
Here we got fried chicken now. That's another chicken color, fried chicken. I think Bass Assassin has that one. And
oh, that's funny. Yeah, and we even caught some on the old strawberry glitter with a white tail. And, I mean, you could have caught them on that demon. You could have caught them on that, too.
Yeah.
White tail or without a white tail.
I'm anxious to see what's going to happen, you know, once we do pull, you know, one of those northwesters, fall northwesters that dump all the water out of the bay and lower these tides down. It'll probably tighten these fish up more and bring more shrimp out. And It's just everything is way behind due to this, you know, warm weather. I mean, the fish
it is
here. You know, our daylight hours are shrinking. But I'm hoping we'll get to something better. You know, as the water temperatures get colder and everything, the fish will get bigger up here.
Yeah, I know. It's not
affecting the fish down south. I mean, they're catching big fish down there. In a fall-like pattern, but it's hot. It's even hotter down there. Water's even warmer.
Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it? This is a weird year.
Yeah,
the heat has held on and held on
in all aspects.
Yeah. Yes, it's a strange, and I'll catch. A lot of fish one day, and the next day it'll be difficult. And I won't be able to find the fish that I'm looking for one day, and then the next day I'll just be covered up with them.
You think they move on you, or they just don't eat that day?
No, they're moving.
They're moving, yeah.
They ain't no doubt about it.
Right.
If they're there, I'd catch them. I mean, it's just... All you got to do is go around and look for a shrimp to jump.
Mm-hmm.
See a shrimp jump? Stop, throw at it. If the birds are there or not, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Everybody's on shrimps. That's what they're doing. Not that they won't eat something else if it gives them an opportunity.
Right.
But the other day, we caught some down the shoreline. And they were off the bank in about 4 foot of water.
Mm-hmm.
Just about, 40, 50 yards out. And there was some mullet flipping out there right in that area. And you could go down that bank and catch some, you know, better fish.
Yeah.
They weren't, but they still wasn't that big. I mean, they wasn't like 19 inches or 20 inches or, you know, but they were definitely off the bank. Mm-hmm. You could go down the bank and throw out, you know, toward those mullet. And it seemed to be those mullet were just offshore a little bit.
Well, that helps when it's windy like it is right now. Get in tight with a boat and throw out to the fish.
Yeah, it does. That's the best way to do it. As a matter of fact, that's the only way you can do it. It's hard to cast against a 20, 25 mile an hour wind. day before yesterday, it was stretching it out, brother. That wind was bending that cane. Oh, my goodness. But, you know, you can still catch a few. Just work at it. And that was the, but you had to go, you had to throw with the wind. It was, if you threw against it, it pretty much backlash city.
Yeah, exactly. Let me knock this break out, Bill. Hang on a second, brother. I'll be right back to you. Well, folks, if you're looking for a great place to shop for grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken, or have all of your wild game processing done, nothing beats the Belleville Meat Market. Stop by their store. Check out their smoked sausage samples. They're available daily in the store. You can, select whatever blend you prefer. And they have a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. They serve that all week long, Monday through Sunday. And pork, you know, pulled pork, homemade hot dogs are available on the menu also, with bulk pricing available on fresh ground beef and all pecan smoked sausage. Original country hot dogs, buy two packs, get one free. And quarter calf or a half calf, you want that process, that's available for pre-order also. And your wild game processing, they have a new sausage recipe available just in time for deer season. You got to try it. It's really good. Get deer tamales and venison hot dogs. Your family will love that you did. And they're now taking orders for their country smoked turkeys. Thanksgiving right around the corner, 11 to 13 pound average weight birds. Limited supply, so get them while you can. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right. It is 419 here in the Bayou City. Bill, we are back. Back at it.
That sounds like a little Santana there.
Oh, yeah. Carlos
Santana. So we were at a little get-together at a local church last night.
Yeah.
And they had a Halloween get-together for all of local kids. There must have been 3,000 kids there.
Good Lord.
And they were playing some surfing music from
surfing?
1964. Yeah.
Some Beach Boys and all that.
Oh yeah. They played some stuff that
Janet
made me
Dean,
reach back
Beach
in my
Boys.
Memory.
Yeah, man.
Oh yeah. Yeah, something. I told my wife, I said, listen to that. She said, I don't think I've ever heard that one. I said, you're not old enough. Oh man, yeah, that was. They had some really cool music at that place. I don't know who was putting it on, but they had it going on. But anyway, the hunting season's coming right away.
Yeah, it is this weekend.
It's almost here. Yes, sir.
All these deer hunters, they can go ahead and hit their hunting and all their good fishing spots. Everybody will take them over while they're gone.
Yeah. That's right. There's always somebody. There are no secret holes. That's the deal. There's no secret water. Somebody else knows that hole that you're fishing. And it doesn't matter what you think. You go long enough, you'll finally find somebody sitting there. And I think sometimes they follow you there. But,
It's amazing how, we've got all these giant bodies of water and how small they fish these days.
They sure do. They really do. Especially when freshwater bunches them all up. But that is not the case right now.
The worst part, though, is when it gets salty and they all spread out. And then it makes it a lot tougher. And then
I've been burning a lot of gas.
Yeah, got a handful of places that are holding any fish, and that's the luxury. You know, I was talking to a buddy of mine yesterday. We were talking about this and how the game has changed so drastically because we've been spoiled all these years for 40 and 50 years of having fish on every street corner, and you didn't worry about weather. You didn't care which way the wind blew. You knew you could go to a protected side with that wind direction and find fish everywhere.
That's right.
Now it's changed to where if you get the wrong wind direction, you're just screwed for the day, you know?
Yeah, it's difficult. You have to outthink that stuff. And, you know, I've had days here lately that I bet you I burned 15 gallons of gas. You know, have to swap ends of the lake, and you know, you go all the way up and gamble on them being at the mouth of the Sabine or whatever, and the next thing you know, you're running back down the lake and trying to pick up, you know, what little bird action might be left. But they're moving constantly, and I'm having a hard time, you know. Some mornings, the fog, that heavy fog that we had. That was nasty. And I was scared to move. You know, you got a boat full of people, and you're afraid to run because there's some idiot out there that doesn't even have his running lights on.
No, and you know, he's looking at his GPS and not where he's going and running with his hair on fire in the fog and zero visibility. It's just, I mean, unfortunately, they're just people that think they're 20 foot tall and bulletproof. And there's nothing worse than a boat accident. There is no safety equipment or no airbags, no seat belts. I mean, you're at the mercy of it when you get in a boat accident. It's bad, dude.
Yeah, it's scary. It really is. There's an element of danger out there, and I try to not run, you know, in the fog where there's going to be a lot of people running. I try to pick my spots and try to get, but, you know, the other day I ran all the way up the lake. I launched at the causeway down below and went all the way to the mouth of the Sabine. And 1 mile before I got there, I hit a thick fog bank.
Yeah.
And I just broke off to the nearest bio and sat down right there and fished until it kind of lifted a little bit. And, you know, we stayed there until 9 o'clock. I was just afraid to go. You know?
Well, especially when you're fishing areas where there's a lot of boat traffic just passing by.
Yeah.
And, you're at the mercy of it. Boats are faster now, just things, the game's changed all the way around.
Yeah, they've got boats with 400s on them. You know?
Oh, yeah. Archwin 400.
24s. Yep. Oh, man. I mean, and it's like they feel the need for speed.
Yeah.
And they can't help it. They just got to run that boat. And they're missing everything that's going on around them because it's tearing tears out of their eyes. You know,
they're point A to point B fishermen.
That's right.
Spot fishermen.
Yeah, hole fishermen. And go this hole over here and go this hole over there, and I ain't paying no attention to nothing while I'm going from point
A to
point
B. Nothing in between matters.
Nothing. Yeah, I'd hate to be like that.
Yeah.
Let's put it this way. You won't last long as a fishing guide if you don't think on your feet.
Well, I'm a lurker, you know. I don't, you know, I'll run fast if I have to. If I'm out running a storm or something and I know I'm going somewhere, I'm going to get there quick. But as far as just going out and going fishing, I throttle back and just cruise and look it over.
That's it.
Let your eyes dictate where you're going to stop and fish. Because it's
most of the time,
no,
I run about 30 miles an hour, you know.
Yeah, 25, 30, and you can see everything
around
that's going on, and you don't blow through anything. You're able to stop in time to, if you do locate a school of fish, you know, slicks, birds,
yeah,
mud balls, whatever.
You know, I haven't seen a mud ball in a couple of years.
I know.
I mean,
we don't have a lot of that anymore, all that open water. Man, I used to ride around and look exactly just for that, you know. And when you ease up on that mud,
yeah,
and the slicks start popping, they'll start wagging, wheeling. You can figure out which string of fish you want, whether it's reds going one way or trout another, drum in behind.
Yeah.
And those big herds like that, we don't have them right now. It's just pods of fish. They don't, you know, we just... Just face it, we don't have that amount of fish to create a, you know, a big, wide, vast area like that where the drum and trout and reds are all schooled together and just muddy up an entire area, you know, as big as two or three football fields, and then you can kind of find the fresh mud and see which way those fish are mudding and moving. Then you can work them.
Yeah, I miss that. That made it easy.
Yes.
You'll see two or three pelicans or four or five pelicans diving, and there'll be some terns and maybe a couple seagulls, but they'll all be scattered over a big area. And, man, I mean, you know, you got three.
Hey, the white pelicans, I saw several flocks of them coming in day before yesterday, about mid-morning.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. So even though the weather doesn't feel like it, you know, fall is definitely here. Because pelicans are already migrating down, so, and seeing a lot of other birds coming through, so it's time. We just don't feel it weather-wise.
Yeah. Well, I think there's more to come. I think the shrimp will bail out on the next big northwest wind. And
yeah, usually up my way, we hold shrimp till, you know, around Thanksgiving time. They'll be coming.
Yeah.
You know, doing their little migration, falling down, and so we got a whole month ahead of us.
The last year, they were way up the system all the way through mid-December.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just, and then they started moving a little bit, and next thing you know, there were no fish up at Orange. They were all down around East Pass. You know, you could just find your spots. But I had a super spot last year where I could go after everything else went away. All the birds lifted and everything was gone. It didn't matter if it blew 25 miles an hour out of the northeast or northwest.
Right.
It didn't matter. On a falling tide, these fish would be there. And they'd be good, solid trout. And good redfish, you know, just the right size you wanted to catch. And, man, it ain't produced two fish for me this year. They're just not there.
Yeah.
You know, and it's real close to where the action is, but there's nothing coming down the river. It's just, You know,
well, it eventually will. We just need our fronts to, you know, those patterns to come in and settle everything out and get some water drops and temperature drops and the whole nine yards, you know, everything it takes to set it into motion.
I'm fishing Friday and Saturday, and it looks like it's going to be more of the same.
You know,
the wind's supposed to drop off tomorrow and back down southeast 5 to 10. And it's like, wow.
Yeah, these duck hunters this weekend could use some wind.
Oh, man.
Because if it's calm and hot, it's going to... I mean, if you got water as dry as it is, if you got water, you're going to kill birds, but it's not like hunting.
No, and mosquitoes will be out there.
And duck hunting, you're supposed to be miserable.
Yeah.
Cold and
isn't
wet.
That right?
That's what they say.
You'll be able to hunt a short sleeve shirt, too.
Oh, yeah, you can do a house shoot hunt.
Yeah, buddy. Maybe I get to make a hunt there, but I'm hedging my bets till it cools off just a little. But if it don't, I'm gonna get out there anyway.
I was talking to Blaine yesterday, and he had a group of five coming for opening weekend, and they canceled and said, "Man, we don't want to come down there and sit in a hot deer stand. Plus, when it's hot like that this time of year, you pull that fog every morning. You're fogged in. You can't see anything anyway.
Can't see anything.
So, yeah, so." He moved them up. Blaine's good about that. But quail, man, they've had quail hunters down there since it opened. See, last weekend you had a bonus. You had quail season opened and dove season at the same time, and everybody had limit on quail in the mornings and then limit on doves in the afternoon. That was pretty cool.
Oh, really? And, I'd love to hunt his place. I would like to do
that. He's just, it's amazing how many... You know, all the areas around there. You know, I was talking to Lynn Smith this past Sunday, and, you know, and Freer, the ranch he hunts, are just overwhelmed with quail. And, you know, I know people in Cotulla with ranches, they're loaded. I mean, they're all down south. They had the right weather at the right times, and the quail are just so abundant right now. It's amazing.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That is great.
Yeah, that's where the big money's made that. Right there, quail hunting. That's the ticket. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, one day I'd like to do that. I've never hunted those quail like that.
Yeah, guys come down from all over the country, you know, to hunt those wild quail down there. It's so much more entertaining. A lot more sport.
Yeah.
A lot more sport. Oh, well. All right, Bill. Well, hey, if somebody wants to call you about coming over and fishing this fall and winter with you at Sabine, give them some info how they can get a hold of you, buddy.
Well, 409-673-9211.
Or fish SabineLake.com, man. That'll work.
That's it.
All right.
Thank you,
Bill, you have a good day, and I'll talk to you Saturday. You be safe out there, my friend.
Okay, man.
Thank you, bud. Later. All right. That's Captain Bill Watkins over at Sabine Lake. You know, folks, if you're looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure, well, welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch. It's a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. And whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters. And you can bring your friends, bring your clients, let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything for you. From five-star lodging, skeet shooting, and sporting clays to a fully stocked bass pond. And your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget. And if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 or host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. And please tell them Captain Mickey sent you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 438 here in the Bayou City. Now let's run up to Lake Conroe and check in with a fish dude. old Captain Catfish this morning. What's up, Richard? What's happening?
Not a lot, Mickey. How are you this morning?
You going to leave any catfish in that lake for the spring?
Man, I'll tell you what, them rascals, they finally started doing right. They're getting, you know, the size is getting right and everything.
I know it. They're munching.
I guarantee you. It's like the other day, we got out there and that was a buddy of mine I had out there. And I've been telling him for years, I said, man, we got to go out there and let me show you how to catch some of these catfish. Because he grew up right there on the Trinity River like I did. So we all right. used to run around that river together all the time. And he lives in New Waverly now. And, you know, he grew up about 400 yards from the Trinity River where I was 4.5 miles away. And he moved over to New Waverly and he keeps going back to the river. I said, man, you got this real close to you. You need to tap into that. And he said, well, I don't know where to go. Da, da, da. I said, I'll tell you what, we'll jump in the boat and I'll show you. We'll go jump on a couple of spots I've never fished before. And we'll just see if we can't find something. Pulled up on the first spot and sat there. Finally got one bite, jerked him up. Got him coming out of the water and boom, he popped off. It's like, goodness. Went over this other spot, and I actually checked a couple more spots. I'm just looking at depth and proximity to the river channel, right? So, mm-hmm. and something that he could find. Because he just got a giant boat, you know, he'd be tying up to stuff. So I found him a couple of stumps out there, and I said, well, we'll look at this one. You know, with the lake being down right now, when the water comes up, you got to have the ones that are going to be out of the water. And I told him, I said, well, let's check this one here out. We pulled up over on that second one and sat there for we ain't been there 10 minutes, boy, and here they come. And it's like, good night, there's some good ones in here. And we end up keeping 50 good ones, but we probably only had maybe a dozen or so that were a little bit smaller and threw them back. And it's like, goodness, for a brand new spot, that worked out pretty good. And as I was sitting out there in 13 foot of water, you know, and normally right now I'm catching them, you know, anywhere from 15 to 20 foot. And I just kind of bounce back and forth between a couple of spots. The deeper spots typically work out better later in the morning, whereas the shallower do good earlier in the morning. So, and then like on that one, the first spot we hit was only about 10 foot deep. It's like, goodness, there's just nothing here. And it was right off the edge of the channel, but I think it was a little too far, even though it was only, mm-hmm. it might only been 10 yards away from the edge of the river channel. I just think it was a little bit off. You know, that's what I tell people all the time when it comes to, you know, fixing you up a spot for catfish or anything like that. You will always want to be close to that channel. You know, growing up over on the river over there, what we used to do is the Trinity River's full of ledges. You know, you got a deep ledge, a medium ledge, and then a shallow ledge. Mm-hmm. And you figure out which one they're on, and that's where you fish. And as long as, you know, you kind of use that same principle on any lake, you know, get close to a channel or somewhere like a underwater point or something like that drops off really close to a channel of any kind, whether it be a creek channel or the main river channel, you're going to find some fish like that too. So, and it's just one of them things. I mean, it's once you kind of figure it out, man, you sit there and hull them out. And like a buddy of mine, you know, I told him, I said, you know, growing up over on the river, I don't think we ever really limited out on any catfish over there. You just, you know, you caught either a few big ones and some medium sized ones, or just a whole bunch of big ones. You know, you never did limit out with like, but the Trinity River limits 50 anyway. So it's a lot different than Conroe or most other lakes. Now I do know there are some other lakes in the state. I just don't know which ones off the top of my head that have that 50 per person limit on them, but it's amazing how they do that though. I mean, you get 50 fish a person. It's like, goodness, that's a lot of dang fish. But if you do it right, boy, you catch the heck out of them and you just wear them out. You know, and that's like I told him, you know, years ago, I took my dad over there off on the main part of Lake Livingston and caught those bulkhead catfish. We limited out then. I mean, there's times where those bulkhead fish just go crazy. And I mean, at times, so we'd get out there at 6 o'clock, go catch us a big old a bunch of shad, chunk them out there on them bulkheads, and be done by 9 o'clock, have 100 between the two of us. It's like goodness, you know. I mean, them rascals just fired up, going hard, and that's just what they do. I mean, but that's bulkhead fishing, totally different, you know. When you're bulkhead fishing, it's you're just waiting on the shad spawn anyway. So it's you know, once you get that shad spawn going on, it everything's focused on those shad. They're right up against those walls, just eating them. You know, and a lot of people mistake that for the catfish spawning. They're not spawning. The shad are spawning, not
shad
the catfish.
Shad spawning. The catfish are up there gorging on them.
That's exactly what they do, too. You know, I mean,
it's not rocket science.
I've sat up there and I've watched those goofy old catfish on Conroe. They'll sit behind a bulkhead post with their mouth open. They don't even swim. This dang old shad swim right in their mouth.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the goofiest thing to see.
Give me up a premium.
That's it. I guarantee you, boy, them turbo shad, they go swimming right in their mouth.
Right.
I mean, that's crazy how they do that. But it's, you know, it's that is what it is. So, but no, I done snuck out here to Lano, so I'm out here. I went checking camera cards yesterday, so full of pigs. So I went ahead and baited up my traps, and we'll see how many I can pull out of here this morning. So that's gonna be a different little deal. I mean, we got some goofy looking pigs out here this year. Some black and white ones, some, you know, them jet black ones, them suckers are always out here. But these polka dotted things are something else.
Man, I saw a tan one the other morning coming in here. Walked across the road, about 100-pounder. It was kind
goodness.
It was like tan, like deer hide color.
I've seen a few of them. I've actually caught a few of those like that. You know, they're not, you don't see them very often, but they're kind of blonde looking. It's a weird looking pig. But it's when I started checking them camera cards, I got like five or six of them that are like black and white polka dots. So it's like
calicos.
Good night. I guarantee you, them goofy rascals. So, but we're going to try to thin the herd. That's the main thing. Try to thin that herd out, because that's one thing. Them dang old pigs are horrible. They destroy everything. Because that's one of the things I always do. I'm riding the fences out here checking out this and that. And that's you start noticing where they just start digging holes under fences and just rooting up everything. And oats patches and stuff like that. I mean, good night, they'll destroy an oats patch. So, but it is what it is. You can't get rid of all of them. I'll try, though. I'll try like heck. That's like shooting them coons. Same way. It's them goofy rascals. They get out there and start jerking on those slingers, on the feeders and stuff, and tearing them up and chewing wires up. Well, that's some tree rats. Some tree rats do that more than anything, chewing on them wires. But goodness, you know, that's one thing out here we ain't like it of either, is them squirrels. So, but I can't, I'm not much of a squirrel hunter. I used to when I was a kid, but one of my dad's friends, we went over there to eat some squirrel stew one time. He couldn't waste nothing. So he put everything in that pot of stew, and he ladled up. I ladled up a squirrel head with eyeballs looking at me. It's like,
yeah, that's
no.
I got to draw the line on that. I used to know an old man. He'd cook them down like that, and he'd crack the skull open and eat the brains out of it. That's
well. No, I grew up eating.
I'm good.
I'm good,
man. Just give me a little rice, and I'll get a little meat with it and gravy and.
Y'all
have them eyeballs and whiskers.
You and me both. I'm with you, brother. I guarantee you, because that's once. I mean, I was all in until I stuck that ladle in there
and
come up with that eyeballs looking right at me. It's like, no, I don't think so. I'm not hungry.
All right, well, Richard, I got to run, buddy. If I'll call you Saturday morning, you'll be all amped up, ready to pull the trigger on something, I'm sure.
Yes, sir.
Maybe, kind of, sort of. Throw them out some info if somebody wants to get a hold of you, bud.
All right, Mickey, anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Tubes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishtubetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishtubetx.com.
All right, brother. All right, Richard, good talking to you. Have a good one.
Yes, sir. Y'all have fun.
Later.
Bye-bye.
All right. Now let's run down Matagorda Way. Let's check in with Captain Charlie P. this morning. Charlie Paradosky, what's up, my friend?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, man.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Baseball is officially over.
Well, man, that game was ridiculous. How in the hell can you let 5 runs score in 10 minutes time? That was crazy.
I loved it.
Errors. Yeah.
Man. I love watching it.
The best team won, and
the right guy
got the MVP, and it's all over with. So
over and done with.
Yeah. I keep seeing flashing on the internet where the Astros have a big deal going with the Braves, you know, on trade, so we're probably going to lose our right fielder.
Tucker?
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
I'm going to get rid of Tucker. Come on.
Yeah.
There's a lot of other ones that need to go before that guy. I don't care who you
need. Well, I guess it looks like you're going to keep Bregman and let him go. So, whatever.
I beg to differ.
That's what it looks like.
Man, you know, they're flying everywhere. I saw one the other day where Bregman's going to Toronto, then he's going to Detroit. I mean, it's all over the place.
Well, I hope it's false what I saw. But
fake news.
It keeps flashing up. But anyway, whatever. Man, I keep seeing lightning flashing out here. There must be something around here.
Yeah, that's... I think they're throwing out about 70% today.
We've got a big corporate thing. We got like 16 boats today and tomorrow with them, and might get a little wet. We'll see. I don't think it's supposed to come till noon or so, though.
There's some rain out in the Gulf. Kind of. Well, it'll be more east of you. El Campo's got a pretty good little bumper on top of it right now, but most everything's going to be coming out of the Gulf. Looks like right now with all the rain showers moving inland, East Bay will be clean. There's going to be one little shower right there between east and west here in a minute, but it's not. Y'all will be all right.
Well, as high as these tides are, we probably got to go west and get back in the lakes and stuff and try to let them catch some redfish and drum or whatever.
Boy, tide was bulled up this morning.
Oh yeah,
through my area, you know, all the ditches leading into Cedar Bayou and all that. I mean, it was bulled up with this wind.
And it's just a crazy year. It's weather like I've never seen before. I don't think. Hell, I'm getting so old I can't remember anymore. But
I know. Well, we've seen so many seasons.
Yeah.
So many different falls.
It's when Halloween, we do get a good front.
But it'd be good for the trick-or-treaters. Kids won't be freezing to death. I have seen Halloweens where it was just bitter cold.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. It is what it is. We'll just deal with it. But
oh, yeah. No.
You know, fishing's good. Wade fishing's better than boat fishing if you can get somebody to wade fish. And,
right.
You know, it's the same here.
Too, probably.
Yeah. Yes. Same here. As it is everywhere else, and we need a weather change, and that's it in a nutshell.
Yeah,
that's what we need.
It'll come.
Yeah, it'll come soon enough.
I just hope it doesn't go from summer to just straight up winter. Need some fall. But they're calling for above average temperature winter. We'll get our cold spells, but on average, we'll be drier and warmer than normal.
Yeah, I think as usual, December is going to be the best fishing month if you get anybody to go by then.
Yes.
You know, So we'll see what happens.
Well, I'm with you. Playing the waiting game.
Starting to see a lot of ducks flying around here.
Yeah, and y'all, you see any white pelicans showing up down your way?
That's it.
Come in up here. I hadn't seen many on the water, but they are definitely flying down. I saw several big flocks. What was it, Tuesday, about 10 o'clock in the morning, coming in high.
They might be there. I didn't fish Tuesday or Wednesday. And
seeing a lot of egrets and, you know, just all the migratory birds coming on down.
Yeah.
Setting up for the winter.
Time has flown by, hasn't it, this year?
It has.
Holy cow.
Seemed like yesterday we were talking about our spring fishing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, taking spring breakers fishing.
Yeah. And fighting the winds.
All gone. Oh, well. Things will get better.
It will.
Yep.
Weather. That's what you deal with fishing. It's part of the game you play.
That's it.
Outsmarting the weather and the fish.
That's
our
right.
Our job is tougher than theirs.
I think so.
All I got to do is swim around and eat. We got to locate them and figure them out and find
the
elements.
Seem to always be on the move nowadays. They're not. We're always having to hunt, which I prefer that anyway.
Yeah.
I don't like going to the same damn place all the time.
I like hunting if you got something to work with, but man, I got a lot of dead water areas that should be loaded with fish this time of year. You throw dynamite out and won't kill nothing but shad and garbage.
Yeah, I'm not seeing the redfish like we should be seeing.
All our slot reds are up in the rivers and bayous.
Yeah.
And back lakes.
But some of our spots, they haven't showed up at all yet, like they normally do.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
They'll dump. We get a rip snorter in here. They'll all fall. They'll come with a shrimp and everything else.
There'll be a pain in the butt is what they'll
and
be.
Everybody goes, man, I wish these redfish would get off me. We were catching some good trout. These nasty reds showed up. Boy, that'd be a tough problem to have. The customers love them.
Them people love them, man. They really do.
That's bow up. That's the name of the game. The tug is the drug. All
right,
Charlie. Somebody wants to call you about coming down and fishing this winter. Give them some info.
Call me on my cell phone, 713-725-2401.
All right, buddy. That's the number I dialed. Charlie, good talking to you. All right, I'll see you next baseball season.
Take care, Mickey.
All right, brother. See you, man.
Bye.
All right, it's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.